BBJ's list of countries with the biggest decline in media freedom includes Egypt, Bangladesh, Syria, Ecuador, Liberia, Zambia, Russia, Vietnam, and Turkey, where hundreds recently protested against planned new restrictions on the internet.
Turkey is the leading jailer of journalists in the world. People have been shot with less lethal rounds and tear gassed and sprayed with high-pressure water cannons in the streets in protest of this bill.
Jeffrey King is the Internet Advocacy Coordinator for the CPJ. King says the new amendments to Turkey's restrictive Internet law, which the Parliament passed late Wednesday, will make it even worse.
It would make it much easier for the government to block individual URLs, in some cases without court authorization.
Responding to CPJ's allegations, Turkish officials told VOA the amendments were made to improve the law and strike a balance between freedom of expression, individual rights, and privacy protections. In Egypt, the CPJ says that since the military takeover last year, 5 journalists have been killed, 30 assaulted, and 11 news outlets raided. Recently, 20 journalists were arrested, including 4 from the Al Jazeera network. Anat Reed Day, a freelance journalist, says via Skype that the situation in Egypt today is very different from what it was during the revolution.
I worked there quite freely. I worked by myself. I worked with short sleeves on. I didn't cover my hair most of the time. Now that would be unheard of for someone that looks like me.
Day says she left Egypt because it was no longer safe. Wars remain the biggest threat to the lives of journalists. But CPJ warns that government efforts to monitor digital communications could become more damaging to their work.
Not just targeted surveillance of individual suspects, but mass surveillance across societies in many, many countries. I mean, that's why it's cyberspace and not one particular country being named. And so different countries do it with varying levels of rule of law and due process, but it's quickly becoming very, very easy for governments to spy on their critics.
The CPJ says that recent revelations by former security contractor Edward Snowden about U.S. cyberspace surveillance could chill news gathering by frightening away news sources who need to be protected from retribution. In Washington, Mariama Diallo, VOA News.